John chapter 10, if you want to look with me in the scripture tonight. John chapter number 10. Thank God for the good singing. Amen. Thank God. Are you awake tonight? Amen. Thank God it's been hot today. I'm glad I'm not going to hell. Amen. That's exactly right. Amen to God for that. Amen. I listened to that song today. Said, Lord, I want to go to heaven. Hell's an awful place. And it is. It's a place of torment. That's right. John chapter 10, the great chapter of the Bible. Our Lord was talking about the sheep here. Thank God, some good truth here, which he always spoke the truth because he was that. But verse 1 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entered not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. And we know that God, thank God, has a sheepfold tonight. We know that this is a sheepfold here. Thank God there, my friend, in Palestine. And he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opened. The porter was a gate warden. My friend, thank God, a door keeper. And the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. Thank God, I'll tell you, he'll always bring you out. Amen. He brings you in to bring you out. Amen. I know that sounds a little contrary, but he brought me into the kingdom. Amen. And then he put me out, thank God, into the pasture of God. I bless the Lord for that. Thank God, I'm glad tonight there's a place to rest. I'm glad the shepherd knows where I rest tonight, what rest I need. I thought about all the benefits of having a shepherd. Amen. Thank God he leads me, keeps me clean. Thank God he takes care of me, protects me. There's a lot of things tonight that he's concerned about. Thank God with us. You take sheep, one of the dumbest animals they are. Amen. They need a shepherd. Amen. I tell you, God made it that way. He knows. God made it that we'd be weak to look to him. If you're going to have everything you think you got, you probably never would look to him. Everything we go through in this life, the purpose of God, that we might look to our shepherd, our heavenly shepherd, our shepherd. Amen. The sheep tonight, thank God, are his people. Amen. The fold of God. Amen. Listen, them shepherds, thank God, that was true shepherds. Amen. Didn't have to climb over the wall to steal the sheep. Amen. They were thieves and robbers. That was a religious crowd. But thank God tonight, I'm glad. Amen. Jesus went through the door. Amen. The shepherd goes through the door. Amen. Friend, I'm telling you, he goes, listen. It said in his sheep know his voice. Amen. They will not follow a stranger. They'll not go after strange voices. They'll not go after strange doctrines. They'll not go after strangers. Amen. That's not anybody. Thank God can lead sheep. Amen. Not just anybody. Thank God, my friend, knows what to do with the sheep. Amen. I've got a good shepherd. Amen. He's a great shepherd. He's my shepherd. And I'm glad, thank God, tonight that he got me out. Amen. Put me in the fold of God. And brother, tonight, thank God, it's a miracle of the grace of God. Thank God that I follow him tonight. Amen. That's right. Thank God he keeps you in line. He keeps you in the fold. If he didn't, you wouldn't stay in it. Amen. You know he's going to feed you. Amen. But I'll tell you, there's always temptations for the sheep to go outside the fold. You better watch that. Amen. That's right. That's why the wolf cometh and try to steal the sheep or kill the sheep. Amen. Jesus Christ is no hireling. Amen. He's true. Amen. His own sheep. And he don't send the sheep. He leads his sheep. Hey God, he don't send them out looking for something. He leads them in the right place. I'll tell you what we need to do now. Just wait on him and let him lead us into the place that he wants us to go. It's amazing to me how, thank God, this path that thank God started out and led by him. The sheep don't have a voice. Amen. They just found the shepherd. Amen. They hear his voice. Amen. The sheep don't tell the shepherd what to do. The shepherd tells the sheep what to do. And
the shepherd's always got his best interest in for his sheep. Amen. I'm telling you, it's a miracle tonight. Amen. To be brought in and know God tonight, friend. It's a blessing. Amen. But I'm telling you this. If you're a true sheep, you'll love your shepherd. Amen. That's right. Notice this. He said here in verse 5, stranger they'll not follow, will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Amen. Parables Jesus unto them he gave, and they understood not what things which were. He spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. I am the door. Verse 9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. And so that's the way he set it up. Amen. The door's Jesus. Amen. He's the entrance into the fold. Amen. Amen. If a sheep's going to get in, he's going to get in through him. Amen. That's right. None have I lost. Amen. But the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Amen. The God for that. Other sheep I have which are not of this fold, and them I must bring. He was talking about the Gentiles. There I believe that the Gentiles were to come. Amen. The sheep. Thank God. He said the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And we know that the house of Israel, thank God, recognizes sheep. But other sheep I have. Amen. He called them sheep. Amen. Jews. Amen. But then he said, other sheep I have, which thank God are not in this fold, but they'll come with this fold, and they'll be one fold. Amen. Jew and Gentile. Thank God, friend. It is that way tonight. Thank God everybody's saved. Is as saved as everybody else. Amen. Isn't that great? Amen. There's nobody saved more than anybody else. If you're saved, you're saved as much as anybody else. I tell you, can't better. Thank God your position. Amen, brother. And I'm telling you this. Thank God if you're saved, you're as saved as everybody else. Says amen. Boy, I thought about that woman last night. I preached on that thing about them people, false teachers in religion, throwing that woman down the temple and said she'd been caught in adultery. Amen. And Jesus, thank God, wrote on the ground. And they, amen, don't say what he wrote. Amen. Thank God. Amen. And he said, he without sin cast the first stone. And then he wrote again, that's convicted, and left. Amen. You remember what Jesus said to her? He said, where are thine accusers? Amen. Who condemns thee? And she said, no man, Lord. He said, neither do I condemn thee. I thank God for the day that it come off his lips and said, I don't condemn you no more. I got you. Thank God in my hand. Hey, you free from sin. Thank God for the day that it come off the lips of the blessed Savior and told me, thank God, and I'm not condemned. Amen. Hallelujah to God, son, that stirs me up. Praise God. Now, I thought, you know, you take that woman, she no doubt was an adulterer. You take that woman in John chapter number 4, and no doubt that she had lived in sin. But buddy, she got as much as I got. Amen. Listen, thank God they're as much in the body. They're as much saved as, thank God, the Apostle Paul is. Amen. There's no such a thing as levels in the family of God. It's one level. Amen. I believe Jesus loved all his sheep. I believe he took care of all his sheep. Amen. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Notice this. He said in verse number 8, all that ever came before me are the thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. Thank God they didn't hear them. You know why? They're chosen. Amen. They're chosen out. Amen. To follow him. Amen. Friend, I tell you, thank God for that. Amen. Buddy, I'm telling you, I wouldn't have him tonight if he hadn't had me first. Right. That's exactly right. There ain't nobody woke up. That sheep was astray. The sheep don't know how to get to him. Ain't God, the shepherd went looking for the sheep. Amen. That's right. He does every time, friend. Amen. The sheep can't find the shepherd. The shepherd found the sheep. Amen. He wasn't lost. You was. Amen. Nobody else will ever find him unless he comes for him. Unless he says, I come to get you. He didn't ask the sheep when he got there. He didn't say, do you want to go with me, little buddy? Oh, no, friend. He was his. And he reached down, picked it up, and put it on his shoulder, and dug it back into the fold. Amen. I'm telling you, he knows who his sheep is or not. Hey, God, friend, I'm telling you, he's got a possession of them. Amen. You're his possession tonight. Hey, listen, friend. Thank God there's some things important to me tonight that I possess by the grace of God. And I'm talking about just in material things. Amen. Just in earthly things that we value some things in this world. And God, we protect them. Amen. That's exactly right. Amen. But I'm telling you this. I'm telling you, Jesus, thank God, sure as more, thank God, values what he owns. Amen. That's right. Amen. He owns his people. Amen. Thank God, he'll never be it, my friend, accused of not taking care of his own. Amen. He never will. No one person could ever accuse him, amen, that he hadn't took care of his own people. Amen. Listen, friend, Ephesians 1 says that we've been blessed in spirit by spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Thank God, we have every spiritual access. We have every spiritual, thank God, my friend, gifts. Thank God, God gives an individual. Thank God, friend, we don't have to look for it. We already have it, amen. Thank God. Amen. We already have everything in him. Listen, friend, I know in growth and grace. I know you ought to seek God. Hey, God, listen, you ain't going to get more of God. He's going to get more of you. If God can get more of you and fill you with the Holy Ghost, hey, God, it'll come out of you. Amen. That's right. Thank God, be filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. His sheep need to be filled. You see, sheep are a humble animal. They're not a proud animal. They're a humble animal. Amen. Thank God. But thank God. He said here all. He said, I'm the door. I like it. Everybody knows what a door is. That there's a door. That's the entrance to somewhere else. Jesus said, I am the door. By me. I like him two words. By me. If any man, Jew or Gentile, enter in, thank God he shall be saved. Amen. Not might be. Amen. Shall be. Amen. I'm not adding to the scripture. I'm just going to other verses. Amen. And I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Thank God I'm safe tonight. Amen. Thank God when you get in. Thank God you're safe. Amen. The old prodigal's dead. He said he's safe and sound. He said he is down in the far country, but he's safe and sound. Amen. That my son which was dead is alive again. He was alive again to the Father. Amen. That's right. He wasn't alive. He couldn't communicate or fellowship with the Father. Now, he was always a son. Amen. Listen, friend. Amen. You can split that all you want to and however you want to look at it. But I'm telling you, that boy was always his son. Amen. That's exactly right, friend. Amen. And he came to himself. Thank God. And said, my Father has bread enough to spare. And I perish with hunger. Amen. Amen. You get hungry, thank God, you're going to look for something.
That's right.
Amen. Hunger always drives people. If you get hunger for God in the church, you're going to come in full of the Holy Ghost. You want God. You hungry for God, you're going to go after him. Amen. You get hungry for a steak, you go to a steakhouse. If you get hungry, thank God, for fried chicken, you're going to find it. Amen. That's right. You hungry, you get hungry for something. Amen. That's right, friend. That's something everybody's got in them. They get hungry.
Yes, we do.
That's right. Amen. You get hungry for God. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Amen. That boy got hungry down that far country. It said, praise God, he ate the husk that the swine didn't eat. That's what the world is. Amen. The husk. Thank God he ate what he had. Amen. But the Father had bread on the table. Thank God. But I'm telling you, he couldn't eat it until he came home and sat at the table. Amen. That's right. You can be backsliding your heart and come to the house of God and not eat the bread. Amen. That's right. Thank God he don't leave his sheep hunger in hunger strike. Amen. That's right. Thank God. He says, right here's some good grass. Amen. Not as much as grace here. Amen. That green grass. Amen. That's what sheep like. They like green grass. They don't like briars like the goats. Amen. They like green grass. If you put a sheep in your front yard the way the grass is growing, and mow it for you. Amen. That's right. That's what they like to eat. I'm telling you, if you get hungry, ain't God the shepherd will feed you. Amen. There's no limit to the Holy Ghost giving you something. Amen. Ain't a bit of limit to it. Notice this here. I'm going to give you this. I'm about through here. He said in verse 10, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. And I want to say a few things about that. The thief of religion, but everything, listen, I've thought this today. Why are these false prophets so believe that they're right? Because they're pushed by the god of this world. It's a false comfort. It's a false hope. Amen. It's prosperity gospel. And I'm glad I am prosperous tonight in Christ. I've got riches, thank God, beyond this world. Amen. Why would I bow? Thank God, why would I put a whole lot of confidence in something that's going to perish?
Right.
God didn't want me to buy, thank God, live in a high on the hog. Praise God, I'd probably eat high on the hog. But that ain't the whole thing about the kingdom of God.
Right.
We're in the kingdom of God. That's a spiritual kingdom. Amen. He takes care of our carnal needs. He gives us a place to rest, a place to eat, a car to drive. He's blessed us, thank God, with good clothing. Thank God, shoes on our feet, health in our body, thank God. He's blessed us abundantly. But he didn't save us for that.
No, he
didn't. He saved us to be in the kingdom of God.
Right.
You're born into the kingdom. And what we do is for the gospel's sake. And we make a difference in this world because we are different. We're not like the world. The thief, I think here, and personally, you can add Satan to that, but I think he's talking about, thank God, them religious people. Thank God, my friend. The thief coming not but for to, the Bible said, to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's all satanic stuff, friend. He said, how in the world could a man stand up on a television program and talk about prosperity and all these other things they talk about, the carnal stuff of the world, and all these people flock to him? Number one, they don't know the Bible. Like that woman, Jehovah's Witness woman, told me after I put the book on her. She said, we're looking for people that don't know the Bible. That's what she said. I kept pouring it on them, son. I mean, I poured them on them. I said, you've been born again. She looked at me. She looked around that woman. I said, I ain't talking to her. I'm talking to you. You knocked on my door. I'm asking you a question. You say, was you bold? You got that right. I got a right to be bold. I got a right to be firm in what I believe and the conviction I have. Amen. That woman said, well, we're all religious. I said, I didn't ask you what's religious. I asked you, you're born again. She said, got to going, boys. I'm telling you, she was backpedaling like a, thank God, a duck. Amen. That's exactly right. Amen. She left. She walked while she was walking down the sidewalk. I said, Jesus said, you must be born again. Amen. That's a false cult. That's all it is. Amen. You say, preacher, I'm going to tell you something tonight. You can believe me or you can agree with me or you don't have to. But nobody will ever get saved unless it's out of the truth. Amen. And I'm going to tell you what, they won't get saved if the Holy Ghost ain't around. He's got to be. Nobody gets saved without the assistance and workings of the Holy Ghost through the truth that came to your ears one day. He'll try to steal the word from you. That's what the book said. He said the seed was sown and the fowls of the air plucked the seed up. Amen. That's right. He'll not only that, the Bible said he come, thank God, to kill. He'll destroy your soul. He'll kill you. Amen. He'll kill your spirit. He'll devour you. Destroyer does mean devour. He's out to destroy. He's out to destroy the sheep too. Amen. If he can get the sheep, look at my friend to them. If they could steal a sheep, amen, the sheep would know he ain't in the right place. But he might, my friend, end up in death. I think the kingdom of God and the things I'm preaching tonight is more serious than what the majority of people think they are. Brother Todd, you're a child of the king tonight. Brother Danny, you're one of his tonight. How much more should that little baby there and that little girl there be guarded? Amen. In a world of my friend, perverseness and a world of wickedness. I'm telling you, thank God. I know and I believe you got to keep your hands on them. Amen. Well, you don't think God's no less, do you? Amen. He's going to keep his hands on you.
Yes, sir, he does.
He's the shepherd. If you're a sheep, thank God. Notice this here. I love this verse. He says, I am. He is the I am. I am come that they might have life. What kind of life? Spiritual life. Amen. That's the life of God. That's the only life there is within. Amen. Notice this. I come, you might have life. They might have it more abundantly. In other words, what he's saying, I want your spiritual life to superabound. I want you to bear fruit. I want you to bring other sheep into the fold.
Amen.
By birth. Listen to me tonight. We're a peculiar people. You're a chosen generation. A royal priesthood. Who are people who one time we were not a people. One time did not obtain mercy, but thank God now obtained mercy. Amen. That meant thank God he come where you was at. And withheld the judgment of God off on you long enough, thank God, that the grace of God could get in your heart. He could have put me in hell when I was a teenager. Well, he could have really, that's right, he could have. Because here's the fact. I don't know what age God, that's between God and the individual, that they are awakened to accountability. I don't know. But after I'm awakened to accountability and God shows light on me, my friend, I'm accountable to God.
Amen.
One sin can put a man in hell, this one. It damned Adam, didn't it?
It sure did.
Until, thank God, the mercy of God came. It condemned him. You're under condemnation. If you're not saved tonight, you're under condemnation. God's condemnation is on you. It'll be a glad day, like he told that woman, neither I condemn thee. I'll ask you a question tonight. We've come up with so many plans today of how somebody gets it. It's pitiful. Tell me one thing that woman did, but answer him. Some people would have her doing all kind of things. After he said, neither I condemn thee, he said, go and sin no more. Don't go back and live the same way you did. But I'm telling you this tonight, friend, are you listening? That woman only answered him, where are thine accusers? Who condemns thee? No man, Lord. No man. Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Never said one thing, but just answered a question, Jesus said. And he put his grace on her life and sent her away saved. She wouldn't sin no more in living in that sin. Amen. Look at this thing here. I so much in this thing. Notice this here. Jesus said, I lay down my life. Thank God that's good. I might take it again, verse 17. No man taketh it from me. I have the power to lay it down. I have power to take it again. You ever realize who come into this world, thank God, in Bethlehem's manger? It was God that took on a robe of flesh
Let me show you something here. In verse 33, the Jews answered him, saying, "For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, because thou, that thou being a man, makest thyself God." He was a God. He was a God man. They said, "You a man, you're not God." He was God in the flesh. Amen. As blind as a bat. Let the blind lead the blind. They all fall in a ditch. Who is he to you, preacher? He's my Lord. He's present tonight. He lives in me by his Holy Spirit. He lives with me. He's, thank God, in me. Amen. Thank God, he's present with me. Amen. Ain't you glad you didn't have to get up this morning and go through some kind of religious ritual? That's a blessing. Thank God. You didn't have to do penance. You didn't have to go through some religious rigmarole. Amen. That's right. Thank God his sheep know better. Verse number 27. My sheep. I like that possession there. My sheep. Hear my voice. You know when I was growing up, my daddy hollered my name. I knew his voice. Somebody else hollered. I said, "That ain't daddy's voice." Amen. He used to whistle. I knew the whistle. He used to holler, "Hey, come home, boys." But if my neighbor got out there and said that, I said, "That ain't my daddy's voice. My sheep hear," notice, "my voice." Amen. That's inwardly, son. Amen. I'll be honest, I ain't never heard the audible voice of God, but I've heard it, thank God, my Holy Spirit power in my heart. That's where you hear the voice. I can go back in times of my life and tell you where I heard his voice.
Yes, sir.
When I heard his voice, I could take you to places the Holy Ghost said, "Do that." Mowing a yard one time. Crossing a railroad track in Granite Quarry on Old 80, the Holy Ghost come to me as real and said, "Go with the meeting, go on with the meeting." I mean, this is real. I was at peace. Hey, listen, it don't always happen like that. But thank God when it does, when God just sets in your heart, hey, man, you say, does he speak to you? You better believe he does. Right, here's his voice in this book. But it ain't known until it's manifested through the Holy Ghost. He's the only one who can teach the Bible to you. I had a lot of people down through the years say, "I just don't understand the Bible." I said, "Well, the eunuch didn't either. Natural men don't understand the Bible. I don't know it all, that's for sure. I'm way behind in knowing it all, but there's a lot of things I do know." Amen. And you know why? Because I've been taught of God. I didn't go to university to find it out. Thank God I went, amen, to God. And I'm going to tell you, I found this out. Ask him. Somebody said, how do I learn the Bible? I said, read it and ask God to teach it to you.
Amen.
You say, "Well, what if he don't teach it to me like he did you?" He will. He lets of God heareth us. He said, "What about all these denominations?" Well, that's up to God to, ain't God to take care of. I'm preaching the Bible. Amen. He told me to preach the truth, preach the word. He didn't tell me, thank God, to straighten out other people. The truth always, thank God, grounds you in the truth. Notice this here, "My sheep hear my voice and I know them." That "know" there is an experienced word. I know them. And Adam knew his wife in intimate ways. That means that they had a union. That means that God knows you in his union. That's the only way you're going to make it, son, and he's representing you and you in his fold.
Amen.
And he'll say, "What about that old sheep over there? Got a little dirt on him." He said, "That's one of mine. He's in the fold."
Yeah.
And it's a covenant. I've already made a covenant, thank God, through my blood, that them sheep's been bought. Amen. They're mine. And no matter how they look, the covenant stands.
Said,
"That one that went astray, you had to go down there and get. Yeah, that's him, but he's in the covenant. He's in the fold. That's right. A lot of people don't like it. You know, they say, oh, you preaching the... No, I'm telling you what, sin in a child of God's life will always be dealt with by God.
Amen.
He will, buddy. Hey, man. Thank God, friend. He said, and I give them eternal life. I know them and they follow me and I give. I give. It's a gift, Brother Shane. Eternal life is a gift. If I want to give Danny something that's purpose in my mind, what I'm going to give him, and I ain't asking him, thank God, does he want it? I'm giving it to him, amen. Thank God somebody gives me a gift at Christmas time. It's a gift. They paid for it. They chose the gift. And they gave the gift. Son of God give you eternal life. Eternal means without end, forever. Eternal life didn't start in time if it's eternal. In the mind of God. We'll talk about that sometime. I've thought about that. I've given them eternal life. Eternal life's in me. Eternal life abides in me. Amen. It's not something floating out here. It's in me. Eternal life is in me. If I got Jesus in me to do, it's eternal. He's eternal. I have eternal life. How long are you going to live? As long as God does? How long's that? Amen. That's right. You know, I hear people talk about eternal life in heaven, and I don't know. I mean, I thank God. I mean, Brother Bobby, when we used to talk, he said, I can't wait to go to heaven and sit by the river of life. You know, we might just do that. I don't know what it's going to be for eternity. Amen. I know we're going to have maybe about a 10,000-year worship service. Really, there's no years. There's one day. There's only day there because he's the light of that city. How long are you going to worship him? Forever? Can you imagine a place that everybody's perfect? Everybody. Everybody's perfect. Perfect. No sin, no devil, no flesh, nothing, thank God, but perfection. God help may a little come out of us while we're here. And you know, if it does, you know it's him, it's not you. And I can say that double barrel to me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. Never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, all that the Father gave me shall come to me. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. And in no wise will I cast out. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Listen to me. Listen. I'm going to tell you the key to living in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. That ain't hard. Might be hard to do, but it ain't hard to understand it. Listen. Everything God does is in the supernatural. Everything. His fellowship is not the natural. If we can pray in the Spirit, it's not the natural. If we can preach in the Spirit, it's not the natural. Amen. If we can worship in the Spirit, it's not natural. Listen. These are involved in praise. But it's all from here. That's right. Glory to God. You can do this and be lost. But you can't worship in the Holy Ghost and be lost. Can't do it. I was talking to you about the sheep tonight. I'm glad I'm one of them. I'm glad I'm one of them. Thank God. Amen. I'm glad I'm one of them. I'm glad he never, amen, has forsook me. Amen. Then you thank God he stayed with me. Amen. He's blessed me abundantly. Amen. I have abundant life tonight. Now you can live in it if you want to. The table's set, son.
It is.
I ain't seeking a sign. I'm not seeking more of the Holy Ghost. I'm seeking Him, that His power by me manifested by the Spirit through me to bring glory to God. Now I'm going to tell you this. I got to say this. This is something in my mind. I can't take nothing in that agrees the Holy Ghost. I promise you, and I know I eat sausage. I shouldn't, but I do. But if I'm going to the doctor Friday, tomorrow. He said to me, Joel, if you eat another piece of sausage, it'll kill you. I don't even want to see a piece. Because I want to guard my natural life. If he said that, he won't say that. He'll just tell me not to do it. Because he don't know if I eat another piece if I'm going to make it or not. I should not want to put nothing in my body that's his temple to defile or hinder the workings of the Holy Spirit. Now here's the thing. A lot of people, they're caught up in health kicks. I'm not against that, but that's... Brother, that's not... We're not talking about spirituality right there. We're talking about inward stuff. The temple of the Holy Ghost. We're talking about this body's the temple of the Holy Ghost, and it deals with the Spirit that's in us, that we glorify God in our body and our spirit, which are God's. So we don't want to take nothing in that hinder Him in the Spirit. Amen. Right. Father, use your word tonight. Thank you for letting me preach.